Thank you, everybody, for coming. Special thank you to Avi and the Rebbetzin for hosting, Chesky for arranging. It's very hard to leave this yontif. Very hard. I'm happy we did this. I'm happy we're coming together to try to ease the transition. To know, at the same time, how to make a transition. The Kedusha. Kedusha take a transition. Pinchas Karzer says that he warns a person not to travel anywhere on Motzei Shabbos. Because he says the Shabbos, the Aliyah is so great. And then if a person to go Bederach, it's so lehepech from the Inyan of Shabbos, he says it's like sakana for a person to do that. Listen, if we had Shabbos like with Pinchas Karzer, so then we would know what he was talking about. But it's not uncommon for us to, you know, to right away to run somewhere after Shabbos Kodesh. But I think that it's different. It's one thing for Shabbos Kodesh, which comes every single week, but this is not a Ne'ilas, a Chag, slash Maitzeh, just for Simchas Torah. This is an entire Tkufa, which began from Rosh Chodesh Elul. And it's really an opportunity now to seize the moment, because it's not just that we're squandering Chalila Yantif, it would be squandering an entire Tkufa, that we've worked so hard, we've dedicated so many hours to davening, into tshuva, into simchas mireyim. So we want to try to make a kinyan. The whole inyan of sukkahs, on the one hand, it's the culmination of the entire tkufa, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings down iris, and he builds sukkahs in a way that it allows us to make a kinyan on the entire zman. So therefore, whereas Yom Hashanah, Yom Kippur is only one day, sukkahs is 7 day yantif. And really, Shmini Atzeres gives it that extra cherry on top, 8th day, that a person, when he's involved in something for 7 days, it becomes part of him. A whole week involved in something means that it becomes an atzmis and a person. An 8th day, that Shmini Atzeres, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving us a siyata d'shmaya to be able to be mamshich. Because he knows better than us that there's a very dark winter ahead. And we need to make a kinyan, and every kinyan comes with a das. So that's why the shefa, which comes down by sukkah time, the Torah tells us, "Laman yedu doyosecha." It's a das, and a katan is not a bar das. And if sukkah is an inyan of das, it means that when we began this journey, we were like tanim compared to where we are now. That we're supposed to walk away from this man with a certain feeling of we've graduated, we've elevated ourselves, we're more of a bar das than we were before. I'm using that das to make a kinyan. Because every kinyan without das is not a kinyan. Hashem wants, like we said, during Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we said, L'koina avad of bedin. He's koina as bedin. There's a transaction which is taking place. Hashem wants to be kona as, and we have to have the das to be able to give ourselves over to Him. And we should say about this man, L'koina avad of bedin. He was koina as bedin means bal pi halacha, not just in the din of the judgment. Koina avad bedin, that he's koina as al pi halacha. We've been nicknamed him. I'm a little bit torn because I have a lot to say, but I know the hour is late and the item has to go and.
We're switching the clocks
tonight? Good. One of the things that we're leaving this yontif with is the Kriyas HaTorah, which we read. The parting words of Moshe Rabbeinu, the giving over of the Hanhaga to Yeshua, that he's going to carry on the torch. One of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu leaves us with is a message of Ashacha Yisrael Mechamecha. The Jew is supposed to walk away from this period feeling a sense of Ashacha Yisrael. We're going to wake up tomorrow morning and we're going to say Ashachas again. We're going to say Ashreinu Matayv Chalkeinu, Manayim Gerolinu, Mayafa Yushaseinu, Ashreinu Kshanach, Mashkim, Marivim. And after an entire Tkufa like this, the Jew is supposed to walk away with the feeling of what a life. Such a rich life. We just went through an entire zman of so many mitzvahs, and so much time with each other, and so many tefillos. It's a very rich zman. Ashrecha Yisrael Michamecha. To try to identify a little bit, what is this Ashrecha Yisrael that we're supposed to walk away with, and not that it should just be gaguim ba'alma, just feelings, but what's the lamaisa of that? How do we practically move on into this next phase of Yiddishkeit, the ensuing dark winters? What's the flame we're supposed to take with us from this man, which is supposed to keep us alive and warm with this warmkeit of this man? I just want to begin with a Medrash Pliya. Moshe was passing at that time that the Moshe, his life had come to an end, that he expired. The Malach Michael was the Sanhedrin of Israel. He was crying. And the Satan was laughing as if he got the last word. Until Michael told him, Ma'ata Masachik, what are you laughing about? What are you so happy about? Ki nafalti b'misaso shel Moshe. I may have fallen with the death of Moshe. Aval kamti b'talmido Yeshua. But I have a kima with his Talmud Yeshua. Ki eshev b'choyeshech b'ayis rishon v'sheni. Although I sat in the dark for the b'ayis rishon, the b'ayis sheni, Hashem yara li limayis Mashiach. Hashem will be a light for me in the times of Mashiach. There's a lot of questions about this Medrash, which is why it's a Medrash Pliya. So what is this laughing and this crying, the exchange between the Satan and Michael? Satan thought he had the last word. Michael has the last word. Moshe died, Yeshua was going to take over. And then us, the Beis HaMikdash, Eishah B'chayshah. What type of a conversation is this? We have to understand what's the sinyan of Moshe, what's the sinyan of Yeshua. So to be makatzer, because I would like to say a lot, but it's not the time to say a lot, and it's a time to try to be makatzer. So we're going to say a few sentences. It'll be very brief, but we're going to try to put a few rayonot in each of the sentences to be very direct but very strong. This entire tkufa, beginning with the Rosh Hashanah and concluding with Shmini Atzeres, is really an inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu. Especially that which the Sfarim HaKadoshim tell us that Pesach is Avram, Shavuos is Yitzchak, and Sukkot is Yaakov. Moshe is Shmini Atzeres. We see Moshe is the inyan of the day. The whole Kriyas HaTorah is about Moshe Rabbeinu. And the whole inyan of Moshe Rabbeinu is the inyan, like we just sang, Lech Techa Acharei B'Midbar. Moshe Rabbeinu takes us to the Midbar, and we're able to survive in a Midbar in a way which is L'mala Min HaTeva. The Derech of Moshe Rabbeinu is a derech of not within this world at all. This man from Rosh Hashanah to Shmini Atzeres is a Moshe Dikas man, in that it's l'malam min hazman, it's l'malam min hateva. The mitzvahs are all mitzvahs which are, they come and they go, and they take us to places by the Kol Shofar and Yom Kippurim. These are not matzavim which we can exist in throughout the entire year. And the whole davening on Sukkot and the whole avodah, being in the sukkah and using the arba minim and the halal, this is not a matzav that we can survive in the whole year. We can't live in a sukkah the whole year. We can't have dal minim the whole year. It's just not life within the confines of the derech atav. Moshe could do that. Moshe can go up to Shemayim for 40 days and ganz good. And in fact, the entire Kufa from Rosh Chodesh Elul to Yom Kippurim, these are the days that Moshe was in Shammai. And we feel like in this Kufa, like we're up there. that we detach from the regular life and we're in a place of tshuva, and that's where our thoughts are. B'kama Shemini Atzeres, it's the end of the tkufa, it's the end of the tkufa of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we read about the Misa of Moshe because that's really what it is. This hanhaga of this man, which is the sinyan of Moshe's Lach Techa Acharei B'Midbar, it comes to a close. And then we're left with the sinyan of Michael Baicha. It's very hard for me. I don't know if you feel the same way. My father used to tell me this. That although Simchas Torah is so great, and the Simcha is really so special, it's very painful for me to read about the Ptir of Moshe at the end of the Torah. It's very hard. I learned that from my father, just to be sensitive to that. Moshe has been taking us the entire Kriyas HaTorah, the entire, ever since Sefer Shemais. We've been traveling with Moshe for the majority of the year, and all of a sudden, Moshe's gone. We're going back to Bereishis. We're going back to an Olam of Toyah Bavayah. When Moshe passes away, we're in a state of Toyah Bavayah. Mechayel Baicha. Of course Mechayel's crying. The whole Bria is crying with the Ptir of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's like a very difficult moment with the Ptir of Moshe Rabbeinu. The saving grace, though, is the Gevaltik Haftarah of Menachem Levitz. Vahi Acharei Mayis Moshe. Eved Hashem. And we have the rise of Yoshua. I spoke about this in previous years. The Inyan of Yoshua is the Inyan of Liman HaTayr, Liman HaTayr. The Inyan of the Torah Kedoshah. Hashem says to Yoshua, Chazak V'Ematz, Chazak V'Ematz. Yeshua represents the sin of the Nar Lo Yomish Metecha Oya. That he has a freshness. He's called a Nar, even though he wasn't a youngster. He's called a Nar because he was fresh constantly. His Chadish Kanesha Nuraichi, he was Dabik to the Torah Kedoshah. And although Moshe had many Havaminas who would be the next leader of the Jewish people, Hashem says, no, it's Yeshua. Because Moshe is buried in the Torah. And Yeshua has a shaykhis to Moshe Rabbeinu because a person who's connected to Torah Kedoshah, he's not mourning. There's no avelus in Moshe Rabbeinu. Which is why we go straight to the Haftarah. We go straight to Bereishis. As if to say, although Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, and we feel like in that moment, in that hefsek, like what are we going to do now that Moshe Rabbeinu has passed away? The nechama for it is this begin Bereishis. The nechama is start learning the Haftarah. This is a message where before Rosh Hashanah, when we were saying the Slichos, one of the things which we say going into Rosh Hashanah in the Slichos is that we say that although we're in Golus and there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Kahanim and there's no Avodah, there's one thing which we have left. The Ein Lanu Shiur Rak HaTayr Azayis. The only thing which we have is this Tayr. I went through an entire whirlwind of mitzvahs with the shofar and the inuyim and the sukkah and everything. And we're back now at square one, which is what? Ein lanu rak hashir. Ein lanu shir rak hatayr azayis. The only thing we have now left is the Torah. And this is really the inyan of Shemini Atzeres. And Shemini Atzeres is that bridge between this tkufa. It's the Ptir of Moshe. It's the Hamshech of Yeshua. And the greatest thing that Shemini Atzeres does for us, and as the Minhag is built into the day, and Minhag comes from the word Manhig. That Moshe was the Manhig, and now he's giving over the Hanhaga to Yeshua. And at that moment that Hashem is making this transition from Moshe to Yeshua, there's a Minhag which is built into the day, is that every single Jew has to have an Aliyah L'Torah. Because the Aliyah until now was through this whirlwind, this tornado of mitzvahs. And now, if you want to know where Moshe leads us off and he's giving us to Yeshua, and the Hanhag is going to Yeshua, what Yeshua is saying to us is, every single Jew needs to attach himself to the Torah. Every Jew needs to open up that Torah and to look inside it, to make a bracha on that Torah. Because it's going to be that Torah which is going to connect us to Hashem Yisbarach, to Moshe Rabbeinu, and to lead us into this darkness which is ahead of us, which is called Cheshvan. The whole Churban Beis Hamikdash was because Chazal tell us Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchila. So if you look at this tkufa going all the way back to Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av was the day of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Why Tisha B'Av? Why Churban Beis Hamikdash? Because Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchila. Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchila. And Shiva's Tzavatamah is there was a destruction of the Luchos. The first Luchos don't survive. And the reason why they don't survive is Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchila, because there's epis, something lacking in that Luchos there. So Hashem says we have to start again. A new Torah, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Moshe go up to Har Sinai, come back down Yom Kippur, bring the new Torah. And Hashem says, I don't want this Torah to break. You know what we need to do? We need to make sure that when we learn this Torah, it should be done with a simcha. That's what it means, Shelo Berchu B'Torah Tchila. It means that if you're not making a bracha on the Torah, that means that you don't give the proper chashivas to the Torah, like the Rishonim said. There's no simcha. There's no... Everything which is beautiful, which is treasured, which is precious, needs a hachana. It needs to be understood. The simcha sachayim inside. Like the Sfasana says, simchas Torah hu hachana al kol hashana lihiyos kavua b'Torah. That's what simchas Torah is. As Chazal saying, Baba Metzia, al shelo berchu al Torah tchila. V'lachin b'schilas hashana yesh simchas Torah. She's boinen ha'adam gedulas ha'Torah she'in divi elokim chayim. V'ayde ha'tshuka v'ha'simcha le'hizdabik v'Torah nishar achar kach dveikos me'izik v'Torah. And it goes very nice because we know, just playing on a word which I heard from my Rebbe recently, but there's a very big difference. If a person makes Berachas HaTorah, if he makes Berachas HaTorah, so he doesn't have to learn Torah right away after davening. But if a person forgets to make Berachas HaTorah, there's an Eitzah. And that is, the post can bring, in Ava Rabba, you're mechaving that should be your Berachas HaTorah, but you have to learn Torah right after davening in order that it should be Nizkai. It really shouldn't have to be that way, because Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokein Hashem Elchad, it's a keem of Talmud Torah. So don't ask Akasha, when you make Berachas HaTorah, you say a bracha, and you may see the Mishnah. So why should it be any different though? Ava Rabba, you say Shema Yisrael, that's your key with the middle of Torah. But no, that doesn't suffice. You have to learn Torah after davening. So I think what that's telling us in this kufa is that by the Luchos Rishonos, that was the inyan of Berachas HaTorah. But those luchos were destroyed. But now we have another chance, and that's called the Birchas HaTorah of Abba Rabba. And the Birchas HaTorah of Abba Rabba is Simchas Torah. Abba Rabba Aftanu, Chem la gadoyle v'yisirach ha'ma'at alinu, that you gave us this Torah, l'havin l'haskel, v'har einenu b'sar esecha, v'dab l'gibbenu b'mitzvah esecha. We speak about the Simchas HaTorah. We don't see the Simchas HaTorah in Birchas HaTorah. But the Simchas HaTorah is gushing in Abba Rabba. But there's a halacha that after that Birchas HaTorah of Abba Rabba, you have to learn Torah afterwards. Listen to the words on that note. From the Kol Yaakov, I don't know what the sefer is, it's in the Silikutim, but he's much greater than me. He quotes the Maharam, Yifristik. He says, "And Yontiv comes down a gevaltik or a matana from Hashem, meichin the gavlus, a new yidia of Hashem Yisparach." But after Yontiv, that seichel goes away. V'ha'ish ha'maskil yira shemiyad b'yitzias Yontiv yilmod b'tayres Hashem. The rice of the kuchabichu chadhu v'az yishar lo oso ha'matana shenasa l'Hashem Yisparach b'yontiv for lo yitzim reno achar Yontiv. The calling after Yontif is to attach ourselves right away to Limud HaTorah. To attach ourselves to Yeshua. That although this inyan of Moshe, which is this Meichin the God, is the spontaneous, out-of-world experience of this man, but Hashem leaves us with Yeshua, Ava Rabba, Limud HaTorah afterwards. That's really what we're doing now. That's really what the call is, not just for tonight, but for tomorrow. And for the ensuing Zman is to attach ourselves to follow Yeshua. Lo yomesh ha-Torah mipicha. Lo yomesh is gematria Yeshua. The Torah should always be in our mouths. And when it's lo yomish, yomish is from the word Moshe. When it's lo yom, when we're dovek to Torah, then it's lo yomish. Then you don't lose Moshe. That's called lo yomish. Moshe is not gone. But the oiris of this man are being put into that Torah. And if we look back at the entire tekufa, going back to Rosh Chodesh Elul, we say l'David Hashem Oiri, and then all of a sudden Simchas Torah comes, and we don't say l'David Hashem Oiri anymore. Why not? We say it on Shmoni Atzeres, but not on Simchas Torah. We say goodbye to the l'David, but the answer is, it's because the real nekuda of l'David is what we spoke about in YU in that shir, is Acha Shvalti Meis Hashem Oiri Savakish Shifti Beveis Hashem Koyim Echai. Now is the time to apply that tefillah b'maisa and to say, I want to attach myself to Torah. And it's not about how much time I learn Torah. It's the importance of Torah and the relevance of Torah in my life. Of course, it means kviyas itin la Torah, to be mechazik ourselves in kviyas itin la Torah. To try to find extra time to learn Torah, but that it should be a qualitative learning. That's the time in the day, like Ravamik was speaking about Bani Yisachag, that everybody needs a sipok hachayim. Everybody needs to say about every day that it was worth living today, that I felt it was kedai to live today. Person has to look back at his day and to say, what was it today which made it special? For most people, it's just the news. For sure. It's just the only thing which is different in a Gayish life, usually on a day-to-day basis, is like listening to the news. That's what it is. Because every day it's the same thing. It's the coffee in the morning, it's going to work, coming back to the same people, turning on the television, watching the shows, and going to sleep. What made this day different? Really, for a person who has a very mundane life, the only thing which was new was the news. That's why it's called news, because it's new. You can't predict what's going to be every day. That's what's new. But there's no chiyus in that. There's no chiyus. Maybe a little bit, that the dinner was different today than yesterday. But if we're finding satisfaction every day from looking forward from meal to meal, or from news break to news break, or to schmoozing about nonsense like the weather today and the weather tomorrow, what's the weather going to look like? This is just mabakach. This is not life. The Jew has to walk away from this kufa saying to himself that I had such a chiyus from this man. And so the only thing which I'm going to take into this coming zman is going to be the limit of time I'm going to have, that person should walk away feeling that today was worth living today because of my shachris, because of my mincha, because of my mariv, because of the limit of time. I'm a good shmuz with chaveirim, you do this. Rechnis te kenyon. That's perhaps why, if you go back to the slichas which we began slichas with the words, Asher Yoshvei Veisach. That's really what it means, Asher Yoshvei Veisach. But when we ask ourselves tonight, what's the Ashrecha Yisrael Michamecha? The Ashrecha Yisrael is the Asher Yoshvei Veisach. It's good to be in a base Knesset, it's good to be in a base Medrash. It's good to be in homes of Chaveirim and Yedidim who are machshev, the Inyan, the Iris of the Yontift, to be machshev into the bayis, into our hearts. But we began with Asher Yoshvei Veisach, and we come back to Ashrecha Yisrael Mikamecha. Because I'll say, any Jew who says Asher Yoshvei Veisach three times today, he's a Ben Elam Abba. He's not a Ben Elam Abba in the next world. He's a Ben Elam Abba in this world. Because if you could say Asher Yoshvei Veisach in a way that he feels like it's really so good, the time that I have in the Beis Medrash, it's so good that I have in the Beis Knesset, then you're an Oilam HaVadikayir. Then this man of the Oilam HaVadikas man that we just lived in, that world of Moshe Rabbeinu, was not foreign to us. So we go back to the Medrash. Yotze Nishmasa Shamaisha is this tkufa now, that this man of Moshe Rabbeinu is leaving us. So Michael was Baicha, and the Satan was laughing. But Michael says, why are you laughing? Ki nifalti b'misasa Shamaisha, maybe the tkufa of Shmini Atzeres and the whole zman has gone away, aval kamti b'talmidu Yoshua, but I still have a kima through Yoshua. The message of what Yeshua means, lo yomesh, that Moshe, that Oiris will not leave us because we're going to dedicate ourselves in a very dark chayshach to the Or of Torah. Ki eisha b'choishach b'ayrisa v'sheni. That although the first bias and the second bias, they were destroyed, mipei shelo berchu b'tor etchila. Ki yor li yudim ha'isa Mashiach. That bias, the bias Rishon, the bias Sheni, were like they were button which were like lemala. That they were too hard to sustain such a bias. But the bias Shlishi is going to be a bias of Torah. It's going to be a bias of Tzvila. It's going to be grounded in this world. And that's really the Ur of Mashiach. It's when we take all those Urs of Maisha and we give them a firm footing in this world in the name of Yeshua. It's the message. And this inyan of Hashem Yarli, Yemaisa Mashiach, what Michael is telling the Satan is also, I see something in the distance which you don't see. Hashem Yarli, I see the lights of Ner Chanukah also. That's called Hashem Yarli. We always have to have something to look forward to, that although the Zman of Moshe has gone away, we have to look to the next Yontif. We have to live from Yontif to Yontif. Hashem Yarli, Yemaisa Mashiach, that I see the Ur of Mashiach, we know that the Ur of Ner Chanukah is the Ur of Mashiach Tzidkenu. What are you laughing about? Just because Shemini Atzeres has gone away? I see Baruch Hashem Mashiach in the future. But we know that by lighting the Neiros Chanukah in the home means that that's the Bayis Shlishi. The Bayis Shlishi is the Neiros in the home. That the Bayis itself becomes the Bayis Shlishi. Oh, that's right. Near Mitzvah is Gematria Yeshua. That's right. That's also what's godless of Yeshua, the Near Mitzvah of Near Chanukah. And it's the dedication which we're going to have to Limud HaTorah and to davening and coming to Kufa, which is going to make the home lichtig. It's going to be moiled these neighbors in Ner Chanukah. We just sang the song of Leiv Tar Berli Elokim. That's really what we have to feel at this Kufa, like we're refreshed. We said, Atashlichini Milfanecha. We just spent the whole Zman of Lifnei Hashem Titaru. We smachtim Lifnei Hashem. And we've been so much Lifnei Hashem, we say to Hashem right now, we say, Atashlichini Milfanecha. We have to say that because we began with the Tashlich. Remember the Tashlich a long time ago? Tashlich was this Zman where we threw away all our Averis, and we're afraid. We say, Atashlichini, don't make a Tashlich of me now. Atashlichini Milfanecha. Viruch Nadiva Tismachini. Tismachini, the whole Indian of the Sukkah is the Samach, the Tismachini. So again, a tremendous Yashakayach for coming out. I think that it sustains the iris. It allows us to make that transition, to go from Moshe to Yeshua, passing on the torch, how to move right into this Kufa. We need a lot of Siyata Dishmaya. Because we're really margish, we feel the nefilah of this man. We have to go back to work, we have to go back on the train, we have to go back to that life, that mundane life, and have to put our heads back into those places which we feel like we just crush a life with us. It's so hard to do that. But if that's what Hashem wants, and it's not this man yet from Mashiach Tzidkenu, so then we're makabalit, we're makabalit b'yahava. But we have to know that there's a nechama here and that. The iris never go away, we just have to know where they're going. We have to know how to track the iris. The Ayurvas are going into the Limud HaTorah, back into the Beis Medrash, back into the Beis Knesses. We're going to find a refreshness in those things. We have to have emuna that it's not the same tefillah of last year, that it's going to be fresh in us. Hashem gave us a Leiv Tar now. And with that Leiv Tar, we're able to attach ourselves to these new lights which have come down. We just have to know where to find them. So Hashem Yisbarach should help us to be able to follow Yoshua properly into that Midbar. And to be Kovish Eretz Yisrael, and to make not just a whirlwind of iris in the Midbar, but to have a sustained Yiddish life in Eretz Yisrael, in the vineyards, in the workplace, in the homes, able to bring those overs into our life in a sustained way, in a kviyistik ha'ayfen, Hashem Yisbarach Shalom for our hearts to add to our belly again, to be able to take those iris, and with that to be zeichet, what we said here, ki eishet b'choyshech, Hashem Yorli, the Mesa Mashiach, we be as great tzedek, we have a minimum. Did it I let it out,